Well, even before Julia Gillard announced the details, economist Professor Warwick McKibben was highly critical of her government's approach. Professor McKibben is the director of the Research School of Economics at the Australian National University and a fellow at the Lowy Institute. He's also a member of the Reserve Bank Board, and he spoke to me a short time ago. Professor McKibben, what's wrong with the federal government raising a levy to pay for this massively expensive flood disaster?
That's one way of financing it, but there are three options. One is to raise taxes, one is to cut spending, and the third is to run a budget deficit. The third is the best because it means that you spread the cost over many years into the future at a time where you've had a negative shock to the economy coming from the flood itself.
Clearly it's politically important for the government to maintain a surplus, but it argues there's also economic merit in it. Isn't there any truth in that argument?
There's economic merit in running surpluses over the cycle. That's called automatic stabilisers, and that helps with economic management. This is like an economic slowdown coming from Mother Nature, and the natural thing to do is not to crunch the economy, it's to borrow and to spread the cost of this over many future generations. The problem is the opposition has locked the government into this deficit fetish mode, and it's created a situation where Australian fiscal policy is now what's called pro-cyclical. And that's very dangerous from an economic management point of view.
Why dangerous?
Well, because it means that when the economy is very weak, your policy would be to tighten fiscal policy to keep the deficit intact. And when the economy is very strong, your policy is not to save that, but to actually expand spending so that the deficit remains constant. That is not good economics. Now, this is the fault of both the government and the opposition, and it means this deficit fetishness is going to, in the medium term, get Australia into some serious problems when future shocks come along.
So do you agree with the argument being made by the manufacturing groups that a federal levy will entrench a two-speed economy in Australia, hitting the retail sector while the building and resources sector booms during the reconstruction phase?
Well, it doesn't help that process. It actually does make that a bigger problem. But we have to focus on what is the right thing to do. And the right thing to do, when your house is damaged and you don't have insurance, you don't stop eating until you've saved enough to rebuild the house. You borrow, you rebuild, and then you pay it off gradually over time. That's sensible management, and that's what the government should be sticking to the line in this particular case.
What about the argument that a levy that moderates consumer spending could help to ease the pressure on inflation, which is likely to build in the second half of this year as the reconstruction ramps up?
Well, again, we have several things going on at the same time. If the issue is that there's too much spending in the economy today without the flood, and that's because the government stimulus package has not been removed quickly enough, then the focus should be on removing the stimulus package, not on introducing another distortionary tax to offset that. So if the issue is just the flood, then a budget deficit is the answer. If it's more complex than that, then we should look at the whole range of policy settings in the economy and not just raise taxes as a political out.
Do you think there is an argument that we should be moderating consumer spending at this point?
Well, I think there's an argument that the fiscal stimulus package, which was designed several years ago, was designed for the world that we're no longer in. And although it is phasing out more quickly than ever fiscal policy has, it's not fast enough for the state of the economy. So my view is that entire fiscal stimulus should have been revised, but again, the politics from both sides prevented that debate from occurring in a sensible way.
The federal government now appears to be planning to contribute about $5 billion to the reconstruction, but market analysts suggest that the cost of the rebuild could be around $20 billion. What's your sense of which is closer to the mark, and what proportion of the cost of the reconstruction should the federal government cover?
Well, my view on this is that the government should be in there very quickly rebuilding the key infrastructure for Queensland and Victoria, and that the longer we delay and the longer we delay because of politics, the more harm is done to the economy. The damage is probably around $10 to $20 billion. Whether the federal or state government picks it up is really not the issue. The issue is to get the Queensland economy and Victoria back on their feet and to put in place the infrastructure that's been destroyed by this natural event. That's the key issue. It's not about playing politics to survive the next election or to win the next election. And both sides of politics should really be focusing on Australia's national interest and not on the base politics of this situation.
Now, you're a member of the Reserve Bank Board, and I know you can't talk about the specifics of rates decisions, but in general, is this flood disaster likely to put more pressure on interest rates?
I can't talk about that, but I can say that one of the key aspects of the disaster is that you'd expect in the short term inflation to rise because of scarcity of certain types of products. The Reserve Bank looks through that and focuses on what's called core inflation. So a lot of the debate about inflation surging because of the floods themselves, I think, is misplaced.
But could the flood disaster have an impact on core inflation?
Down the track, there's a lot of factors in the world economy, strong growth in China, strong growth in other parts of East Asia, lots of issues that can drive core inflation. But I'm just saying in general principle that the Reserve Bank is looking at inflation over the cycle.
Professor McKibben, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Eleanor.
And Professor Warwick McKibben is the Director of the Research School of Economics at the Australian National University.